Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car, because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Do you want to conserve energy, reduce your carbon footprint, and preserve the environment? Why not try composting? Composting is making manure or plant food from organic waste like food scraps, leftovers, peels and skins from fruits and vegetables, and other kitchen and garden waste. And remember, organic food is healthy for you and your family. For more information on making compost, please call the Ministry of Communities on 227-8429.
Here are some important tips to ensure you can collect your winnings when you play any of our lottery games. When you buy your ticket, write your name and address legibly on the back. This way, no one can steal your ticket and claim that it is theirs. Don't let your terminal ticket get wet and store it in a cool, dry place, as the thermal paper can turn black if you don't. Watch the results on NCN Channel 11 daily at 20 hours and check the newspapers. Call our hotline on 226-0753 or check our Facebook page. If your winnings are $25,000 or below, you can collect from your local agent. If the amount is over $25,000 to $100,000, you must visit our regional offices in Georgetown or Berbice. If you win over $100,000, please visit our head office. You will receive a receipt if your ticket is not a winner. You will also receive a receipt if your ticket wins. Please ensure you collect your receipt, as it is proof of your transaction. You have up to 90 days to collect your winnings. Only players 18 years or older can play or redeem lottery tickets. Enjoy playing our games! And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When we were last in Murondoy, Kevin was advising his parents on proper garbage disposal and using organic waste to make compost. Shelley apologized to James about the incident at Catalina's birth night party. She also told him that Ignatius planned on sending a defamatory letter about him to the papers. James then made a firm decision to tell June about the Catalina incident. As we return, June is about to attend a meeting of the Murondoy Restoration Committee.
Can we talk before you leave?
About what, James?
You didn't say much after I told you what happened at Catalina's house.
What do you want me to say?
React. Tell me how you feel about it. Something.
What is that going to change now?
Are you upset with me?
I have to go. Can't be late for the meeting.
So we're just not going to talk about it?
I'll see you later.
June! What have I done?
So warm, so giving. I don't know what we'd do without your crescent.
Bella, you 10 times worse than me. I never lie about being with no man.
Tell me you don't think Cecil deserve it, Patsy. The woman thinks she's better than everybody.
True, and poor Cecil.
Poor Cecil, my foot. As far as I can see, that is exactly how we like it.
You can try to see him again before you leave.
I know it would get on Lucille's nerve if I just shows up at the house.
It would.
Come on, let's go.
Actually, I don't think she'll be home now.
Why you say so?
There's a restoration committee meeting going on right now, and she is a part of it.
Restoration?
Yeah, we have a committee working to restore Murundoy. You know, for years we just sit down and watch things fall apart in this village. So what we're trying to do is to bring it back to some of its former glory.
You know what? Somebody did mention something about it to me about a month ago. Did he looking for donation? But I just don't give me money to any and everybody. A lot of them in New York just collects people money and put it in them own pocket.
Okay then. Well, Lucille is a part of the committee.
Oh, she is?
Yes, we got about 6 of them. We got Patrick Squires. We's call him Fine Man. Lawrence Moore, his wife Monica, who actually spearheading the committee. Then we have June and Lucille, plus Ryan Thomas, Designatius' son.
Oh, yes. I remembers that little boy.
Not so little anymore. Don't get mad already.
It's really that long since I leaves Guyana?
Friend, time I'm waiting on nobody.
Well, despite June and Lucille involved in the committee, I would still like to do what I can do.
Well, we got a legitimate reason for crashing the meeting.
It's far from here.
We can call a village taxi, because I know you don't like to walk.
Girl, you knows it.
Get dressed.
Well, all the men are absent today, but with good reason.
I'd like to hear what that is.
Lawrence is assisting with repairing the cocoa, and so is Fine Man.
And what about young Ignatius?
Ryan, Mom. His name is Ryan.
He's on assignment out of town.
Very well. Shall we proceed then? I have things to do.
Well, the competition seems to be going well. A lot of people are doing the kitchen garden especially.
I had a thought about that. We should also encourage folks to plant trees. Since this year the focus is on going green, and planting trees is one of the ways people can help the environment. Trees clean the air.
That's a wonderful idea, Miss Lucy.
The village council did some brochures, right, Monica?
Yes. We will start distributing in a couple of days.
What are these brochures about?
General information on how we can reduce waste and so on.
I hope it highlights alternative uses for waste. A lot of people seem to be ignorant about this. Hence, the increase in dumping around the village.
Well, yes. We made sure we put as much information in there.
And we have to think about what else the Restoration Committee can do to contribute to the green agenda in general. I was thinking we could encourage the young people to form an environmental club.
Not a bad idea.
Not at all.
I already spoke to 2 of my contacts in the diaspora. And they're willing to finance a space and whatever else we will need to maintain the club.
That is really great, Mom. I never thought about that.
Well, I'm not only here for my looks, am I? When I commit to something, I commit to it.
Well, we are grateful to have you here, Miss Lucy.
The village council should also support the club. Matter of fact, it is something every community should try to do if we are really serious about going green. And I said young people because they can more easily change their behaviors and have a positive impact on the future.
Well, there is already a program that they're implementing in schools where they're teaching the children to separate the waste into organic and inorganic. That is part of the Green Generation Guyana project.
Excellent. I'm happy to hear about that. But there are many young people out of school also. My idea is that the environmental club will cater for both in and out of school youth.
You know, I think the club shouldn't just be for the youth. There are many adults who need education also.
I agree.
So maybe we can have different levels of the club. Children, youth, and adults.
What do you think, Miss Lucille?
Excellent suggestion, June.
Okay, so we all agree. So, Miss Lucille, you want to spearhead the forming of the club?
I have no issue with that, but I will need support.
You know you have it, Mom.
Thank you, my dear.
All right, great. I will report to the village council and find out how they will be willing to support that venture.
And I will see if I can get a few more people to support it financially.
Hello, inside.
Sister Patsy?
What is she doing here? She's not a member.
Sister Sister Patsy, you cannot just show up at our meeting.
My apologies to all, but my friend Bella is visiting from New York, and she wanted to know how she could contribute to the restoration committee.
And here, I was thinking that you two only showed up here to get me on my nerves.
Oh, Lucille, it's not always about you.
Miss Bella, would you like to make a donation?
Actually, Bella, you stepped in at the right time. We were just talking about starting an environmental club. That is if you understand what that is. I will go ahead and elaborate anyway.
Mom.
The government of Guyana is focusing on going green, and we in Morondai are doing what we can to help the cause.
It's why this song is like a sermon.
Therefore, it is my suggestion that we start an environmental club in Morondai. An environmental club will create awareness and care of the environment. We will encourage healthy eating habits, the consumption of more fruits and vegetables, and encourage more physical activities such as walking and cycling. We will...
I think I get the picture, Lucille.
I think I get the picture.
Lucille, you don't have to be so insulting. We know Bella got issues with English, but it's because of her accent.
Patsy, you don't have to jump to my defense. I is very much capable.
Heavens, what is this?
So, my dear Bella, how much are you willing to contribute?
Well, I could make a hefty financial contribution.
Wonderful. Will you be willing to write a check now?
Mom.
I does not have my checkbook on me at the moment, but I can contribute $100 today.
What?
And once I return to New York, my support will continue.
We appreciate it, Miss Bella.
Besides donating financially, I would also like to know how else I can help.
I can arrange for you to take some grammar classes.
Mom!
Same old nasty Lucille Carter. You're disrespect.
All right, that's enough. Let's not forget our purpose for being here.
Pabella, you're a fine one. How you could donate $100 to the restoration committee? But only give me $50.
What is Monica's number?
Answer my question.
I have to call Monica and ask her back for the money.
What?
I only do that because of Lucille. But I can't afford to donate all that money. That is my airport tax and the money my friend gave me to take back some Kiasrip and Sofashi.
Well, are you serious?
I serious, yes. Right now I struggle in New York. Here's why I'm telling you. I want to come home. The place is forgot when you're young.
Well, I tell you. When you think you're there about it.
I still want to contribute to the development of Morondai, but I just can't afford to donate a whole $100 right now. I hope when I goes back, I don't find an eviction notice on me apartment door. You see, I day.
Wow.
So what is the number?
Here we are, Mom.
Well, that turned out to be a progressive meeting despite those two.
But you didn't have to be so insulting to Bella.
It got her to contribute. Hmm. Are you okay though?
Me? Yes. Why?
Your thoughts seem to be somewhere else for most of the meeting.
I'm just... You know what? It is something.
What?
James.
What?
He told me something and I don't know what to make of it.
Is it another woman?
What? Why would that be the first thing to pop into your head?
Because a leopard cannot change its spots.
But James hasn't cheated on me since we went through marriage counseling.
So if not another woman, what is it?
Well, look, I know he's not cheating on me, but I don't know what to think.
So it is another woman. Who is she?
I don't care to discuss it. How are things with you and Dad?
Oh, I don't know how he is, but I'm great. He is staying out of my way.
Okay. You don't feel any differently now that you know for a fact that he never had a sexual relationship with Bella?
I don't care to discuss it. Just like you don't care to discuss that woman James has.
He doesn't have a woman.
Get home safely, my dear.
Okay, bye.
Hi, hon.
Hi.
How was the meeting?
It went well. Mom suggested we start an environmental club in the village. So Monica is going to present the idea at the next village council meeting.
Okay, great.
I have to shower.
June.
Yes?
Are we just not going to talk about it?
I need time, James.
Okay.
You know what? I do have one question.
What?
How do you really feel about Catalina?
You have been listening to today's episode of Morondai.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.